Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
So, in today's transmission, I will share with you about a unique angle that I haven't really used before when I teach about intuition and especially the connection that we can create with our spirit guides, our star family. I receive so many questions on this subject because it is what I teach and I mentor people around that, and I could talk about this for the rest of my life, which is probably what I'm going to do. And it's beautiful to be able to weave the codes of faith and co-creation with our spirit guide, because it is really some of the foundation of our spiritual evolution, of our ability to be more present within our unique sovereign soul blueprint. And therefore, it allows us to reclaim more of our power, of our uniqueness. It allows us to understand more our unique spark, our gifts and our talents, to grow our confidence, to become more courageous. And it also allows us to open up all of these doors within our consciousness that are going to allow us to literally evolve. Because as you know, when we enter the pathway of accelerated evolution, we understand that we are here to evolve, and that we evolve every single day by refining our consciousness, our ability to perceive things from different angles. So being able to continuously invite new angles of perception of reality is literally a wonderful way to be able to walk with ease and grace on the pathways of accelerated evolution. These pathways of accelerated evolution happen when you start going on very deep and profound journey of spiritual awakening, of personal and spiritual growth. This is the kind of pathways that I facilitate, and I facilitate that with the one-on-ones, and I facilitate that also through the new two programs that I'm launching at the end of April. So today, for this unique transmission, I would love to invite you to really feel how this resonates in your body, so you understand more when you hear certain words, certain sentences, certain codes and frequencies flowing in your awareness, how your human self react. Because at times we react by disregarding the information because it's uncomfortable, we don't like it, it doesn't resonate. And it's good to be able to observe that and say, yes, maybe actually this information doesn't resonate with me, but maybe it's just because I don't really understand it. I'm not quite ready to understand it. And therefore, I just leave it there. I'm not going to poke it, and I'm not disregard it. Because sometimes there is information that we receive and that we're simply not ready to integrate. But we don't need to force ourselves to understand that and to believe that and to trust that, because that's misalignment. It is pushing. It is aggression towards our human. Instead, we can just say, well, this information kind of doesn't land with me right now, but maybe it will later. Maybe someone else will share about this information from a different angle of perspective, and then maybe I will have my aha moment and I will be very happy that I let it be. When we understand that faith is one of the most powerful foundation of our spiritual practice and of our ability to evolve, we can start refining the connection that we have within the self. So having faith in ourselves, having faith also in humanity, and having faith in the universe. So it's like a trinity of touch point that we can simply keep in our consciousness. And if you haven't listened to the guided meditation that I facilitated yesterday, I would love to invite you to do so, because it was absolutely beautiful and wonderful, and I felt so blessed afterward. And I know that many of you did, as you sent messages and you commented on my YouTube channel or on podcast, if you share it and you tag me, you know, in your stories and so on. I love knowing that you received it. When we struggle with connecting with our spirit guides and star families, I often observe that amongst my students that they have low self-esteem, or that the sense of worth is not crystalline and absolutely pure, in a way that the amount of trauma and wounds, of limiting beliefs and fears that are ingrained within our humans are so deep and profound and so real and so vivid that we don't possibly think or imagine that someone like us could actually be a part of an Arcturian family because they are so advanced, or that we could actually have such a close relationship with Mother Mary because she's so amazing, and like we just like us, you know, not that great, you know. And I mean, like, we know we're great that because we are the spark of the divine, but down the line, the level of self-love that we have is not completely there yet. And so therefore, we are having negative language about the self. And when we have negative language about the self, we lower our frequencies and we go into our density. When we do that, it creates all sorts of ripple effects in the quantum. And one of them is that it is going to kind of place veils around our intuition, because we cannot hear clearly what our spirit guides, our soul family, wants to share with us, because we think that we are less than them. So here I have an example that I often share because it illustrates perfectly this. And from this angle today about, you know, faith and co-creation with our spirit guides and star family, it's going to be extremely relevant to you to receive this. So when I was in my early 20s, when I was walking down the street, I was living in Brussels, in the capital of Belgium, and I was just walking down the street there, like in the middle of the day, just like nothing special happening, until bam, I just started feeling all around me, all of these beings. And it was not as I had often felt entities and demons and things like that. I was like, oh my God, not again. Here it was very different. It's like, wow, I felt their power, I felt their frequency, I felt their love, and I felt how advanced they were, how badass they were. And I was like, oh my God, I feel five of them. It was like walking down the street, I was feeling for a moment there, I was just feeling like on top of the world. I was feeling so good, I was feeling so surrounded, I was not feeling alone anymore, I was feeling protected, I was feeling so badass, you know. I was like, oh my God, I can feel them, they're walking with me, you know, that's awesome. Until I thought, well, I'm just going to ask who they are, actually. And I asked them, it's like, oh, who are you? And then they told me, oh, we are your family, like you're one of us. And as soon as they said that, you are one of us, the thought in me arose, that's not possible, because I'm fucked up, I have very bad karma, and I'm stuck in the wheels of life. It means that I have sins, and it means that I'm like, I'm no one, you know, I'm useless. Sometimes I lie, sometimes I cheat, sometimes I manipulate and so on. Like, no way I can be one of you. And then bam, instantly that connection fell. Like I stopped feeling them, because I did not have faith in myself. Not only did I not have faith in myself, but I did not have faith in my channel, in my intuitive channel. I did not even have faith in them. I basically judged, and I told them that that was not true what they were saying. So I was in complete denial of that connection. So instantly, intuitive channel blocked, until I did not, you know, receive this information for a long time. But I can't remember when they started, you know, coming again. But very often, different ones and the same ones, they would come again and again and say like, you're one of us, you're one of us, you're one of us. And not only that, but you are more powerful than us, because you actually have the body and we're just in the ether. So you're the one who can actually pick up the phone, write the email, you know, create all of these things, because you have the body, we don't. And it took me probably 20 years of deep, profound work on myself to actually accept that and to understand what it meant. And that has led me to, you know, being able to do what I do today, which is advanced co-creation with them on a daily basis. And I'm sharing this with you because you can see how much my lack of faith in myself, my lack of faith in them, literally sabotaged my co-creation with them. It was preventing me from accessing what I so badly needed to receive, which was love and support and their teachings and their healing to be able to hold myself within my heart. But for me, my journey was organized as such that first I needed to go really deep into doing the work on myself to be able to amplify this intuitive connection that I've always had. I was born psychic, I was born, having conversation, but then I blocked everything around the age of 7 to 11. Like, that's like really when I went for it. Consciously, I was like, I want to stop it. I hate it. I don't want it. Because I was completely bombarded with density and demons and entities and so on. So I blocked it. And just sporadically during my life, my teen years, my young adult years, sporadically, I would have like very strong downloads and information and things like that coming. But it was always extremely overwhelming. I was not controlling anything. I did not understand. I was going deep into the density of Earth. You know, I became like really addicted and really angry and really sad. All the things of that the human can experience. So I experienced a lot of that. Coming back to faith and co-creation with our spirit guide, what is coming from the story I'm sharing with you is the amount of work that we are doing on ourselves every single day and how much this work actually pays off. And it pays off on so many levels. It pays off because we are simply happier. We simply, like, life is better. Literally, like, the colors of life are more vibrant. Feelings and sensations are heightened because they are good. Because the more we get to work on ourselves and heal and alchemize whatever is preventing us from having faith in ourselves and faith in our spirit guides, faith in humanity, faith in the universe, the more we observe all of that as so many veils of illusions that are simply present into our awareness, so we can love ourselves more and we can have higher level of faith, and then we can reclaim our power as conscious, deliberate creators in this reality, and therefore foster an energy into this deliberate creation based upon positivity. The more we can do this, the less we call contrast into our lives, so the less we wait for suffering to happen, so we're gonna evolve to the next level. We don't need suffering to evolve. We don't need contrast to evolve. That is outdated paradigm reality that humanity has been enslaved into for over 30,000 years. But we willingly do it because we haven't learned how to do it another way, which is exactly part of the teachings that I share as pathway 1 on soul alignment and pathway 2 on co-creation. I show you the way to be able to activate your reality from a place of love and deliberate creation rather than from a place of suffering. We do that when we reclaim our soul alignment, when we understand that we are a unique sovereign soul, a fractal of unity consciousness, and that we do the work every day of our life to become that. And doing the work is not annoying. It's not like, you know, outdated homeworks. When we had to do it, we wouldn't get, you know, the grade, we wouldn't pass school, and our parents would be angry and we would feel ashamed and guilty. No, here we do the work because it just feels good. Because at times, yes, doing the work is uncomfortable. It comes in the way of other things, but we get to choose. And the more we do the work on finding what's preventing us from really have faith in ourselves and the fact that we can communicate with our spirit guides, with our star family, because it's a given. It's literally so part of our birthright. We are all channels. Each and every single one human on the planet is a channel. Only most human unconsciously channel the broken inner child, the wounded inner child. So they live in constant repetition of outdated patterns of suffering. So once we understand that we are all channel and we can choose to plug into the channel which we want to choose to plug into to be able to activate this higher level of connection with beautiful beings of the lights that are here to share with us, to show us the way, because they have so much wisdom, wealth of information, so much love, and so many other codes to share with us. And that's part of their own evolution journey. They are here to co-create with us because they haven't done it before. This unique combination of me channeling all of these, my high council and all of these other beings that I co-create with on a very pretty much daily basis at the moment, it's that
we haven't done it before. Like, it's the first time that me, Sandrine, breathing this life in this body, in this reality, is consciously co-creating with them. And it's the first time that they do this with me. So it is huge for both, you know, side of this equation. So when we realize that, we can understand already that we can be uplifted by this knowing. We can be uplifted that they receive as much as we do in this co-creation. This is why it's co-creation. This is why I call pathway to co-creation, because we co-create together. So they receive and we receive equally. And they share their knowledge and their wisdom because they care and because they want to help to see human civilization becoming an actual civilization, so we can be with them amongst planetary systems representation and in different collectives and so on. So when we understand that the co-creation that we do with our spirit guide and soul family comes from the same level of faith, that we have faith in them, into the fact that they are truly benevolent and here to help us, and that they are genuine, and the amount of love and the amount of gift and talents that they have is really there to share with us, you know, unconditionally, then it allows us to see that they have faith in us as much as we have faith in them. And that's also huge. How much faith do they have in ourselves? How much does God, Source, you know, Supreme Consciousness, Sophia Consciousness, have faith in their own children, their own projections, their own fractal? It's unconditional faith. It's unlimited. It's unconditional love, unlimited faith. And there is never a moment where our Oversoul network, which is literally like godlike essence, or purest essence, or unity consciousness essence, there is not a single moment where this Oversoul network is going to say, I don't have faith in you. It's the opposite. This Oversoul network is literally our angel, our guardian, our protector. And it's like, I have unconditional faith in you. I can see you. I know you're struggling. I know it's intense. I know it is hard. But you know what? I have faith in you because I can see beyond, because I know you, because you are me and I am you. We are just one and the same. And I will be the one holding the light for you no matter what. And this amount of faith in ourselves can allow us sometimes to cry. Sometimes when I feel this coming from my Oversoul network, this amount of love and presence and badassery, like wisdom and power, and showering me with so much love, it's like I feel very humble and I cry, because this amount of faith is literally like a balm to my heart, and that's coming from me. And then when I work with Ascended Master Isis and Hathor and White Buffalo Woman and Jesus Christ and the Arcturians, or like Pleiadians, Andromedans, Syrians, all of them, and I have had to really shift fast if I wanted to be able to keep up with their teachings in a way that I was not self-sabotaging it, because I was thinking that I was not deserving of it, that I was not wise enough, intelligent enough, calm enough, kind enough, compassionate enough, you know. All of that I continuously, and still, you know, I still do it, because at times when teachings come, it's like, wow, you know, like, I'm not sure if I can share this. I'm not sure how I can even embody this myself, because it's so pure, it's so big, it's so magnificent. Like, please show me the way, because you're sharing this with me and my human doesn't know how to embody this. But you know what? I have faith in my human self, into this possibility that I can go, I can evolve, and I can be that one day. And I don't put pressure on myself to become in that now. But I trust that this is the way. And so the more I have been able to really refine the connection that I have within my own self, the way I love myself, I hold space for myself, and I have faith in myself, the deeper I have been able to go into this conscious co-creation with them. So now it's always there, this co-creation. The new two pathways that I'm creating and that I'm inviting you to join, it's like they are co-created with them. You know, my High Council, Ascended Master, Star Families. Together we co-create this for you, So pathway one, soul alignment, we work very deeply with many ascended masters. They share so many transmissions. Like once a month, I will go into channeling and trance channeling session with the students and I will share their wisdom. Every single time I record a video, it is a video that is recorded as I am fully anchored within my own divine oversoul network in complete communion with all that they are, co-creating as one for this container. When I work on activating pathway to co-creation, all of that is done with extreme level of precision to be able to teach students on how to do that as well, on how to embrace this path of opening up channeling abilities to the level of love and faith in the self and in our team, that this co-creation can happen for my students as well, because it is so rewarding for me to be able to do this, because look at the amount of video I can share. I can do live every day for the rest of my life. I would always have content. It's always going to be like, yes, I'm a content machine, but it's just because it doesn't come from a human. It comes from my oversoul network, and my oversoul network has a huge level of information because I've been here for a very long time and also in other star system. But not only that, my oversoul network is in constant pure co-creation with so many extremely advanced other oversoul network, you know, or there. So let me tune in here. They say that they really hope that this transmission is going to help you unlock more of your potential. And this is an invitation to observe all emotions that are arising as you receive codes that we share, you know, in this transmission today, in all transmission that we share. Because when emotions arise, it really shows if there is work to do around, like, oh, I find it really hard to apply to myself or frustrated. And so it's like, can you love yourself? Can you refine things? Or can you simply let it be, as I say, to start with, to see maybe if it aligns later. If it never aligns, then it's just not aligned to you. That's okay. But when we react emotionally, it is often because we are ready to free ourselves of some weight, of some density, of some belief system and fears that we've been carrying for a very long time. Sometimes over many lifetimes, sometimes from our ancestors. And also sometimes when you feel very strong emotion, it is because the purity of the content touches the heart so powerfully that it literally alchemizes effortlessly this density, which is happening a lot to me. So very often I record content, I share this with you, and I feel this wave of emotion, of love, like rising, of like, it's like literally bliss state, you know, in my meditation and closing my eyes and just connecting with the whole, myself and the whole that is. It's like, you know, tears rolling down the eyes, and doesn't really make sense because it's just bliss state. And sometimes when we receive transmission like that, we want to take a couple of breaths because, like, oh my God, you know, like it is really landing. I really love it. And it's literally your conscious and subconscious mind working together into unlocking, like, this huge mechanism, you know, so potent, so advanced, you know, like you are a very advanced machine, I can tell you that. And so it's like literally the mental structure is working with the emotional and physical structure, because you're receiving highly coded spiritual content. And these four structures are who you are as this human holographic representation of your oversoul network. So when you receive something, content like that is highly spiritually coded with everything that I share, is emotional system, poof, shifting, mental system shifting. Like all of a sudden you can see like your neural pathways are starting to connect in new ways, and you're going to have aha moment and light bulbs. And then maybe all of a sudden you're going to have a memory of you, you know, when you were a child or in a past life and so on, when actually something happened and you blocked that. And just because you receive transmission from me or from other people that are landing effortlessly, it's like all of a sudden you can process that and alchemize that. That is literally entering pathways of accelerated evolution, because you follow your heart calling to receiving what I share, and sometimes also what other people share, of course. I hope that this transmission helped you. Oh, I love this, Summer, that you never thought of it that way. Good, awesome. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening on the podcast, on the replay as well. If you're interested to know more about Pathway 1 of Soul Alignment and Pathway 2 of Co-Creation with Light Beings, please have a look at my website. I will also post the link under this episode. And if you're not quite sure, you can also book an orientation call. It's like a 15-minute chat to tune in to see what's the most aligned to you. There are many different payment plans, so it's very accessible. And these two pathways each last 5 months and are extremely potent. And it's a very good invitation for you to listen to your heart. If in your heart you feel like, I would love to do that, it shows that you are ready. I love you very much. And I thank you so much for being there. Thank you, Belinda. Yes. Oh, I love this, Belinda. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you tomorrow for Quantum Healing. Bye.